So, we talked to you yesterday at the end of the show about Alan's parents were in the local paper yesterday. What paper is it?
The Cambrian News.
The Cambrian News, Dave. Couple heading for a tea break, and straight away I thought, Alan's mum and dad are getting divorced. But they're not, are they?
They're not, thank God.
Because it was a shame, because we could have got, you know, good for you, but we could have got so much material out of you.
Better radio.
Huh?
Better radio.
Yeah, I know. Your parents are so selfish.
I know.
But it turns out, and I didn't know this, because Alan doesn't tell us anything, and if he does, he lies, that his mum and dad own a cafe. Sorry, a cafe.
I'm sure I've told you. Dave Pearce has been there. I'm sure I've told you.
Did you know, Dave?
I didn't know until yesterday, no.
Oh.
Anyway, after 20 years of running this business, they're retiring. So they're not going to work. They're not going to do anything. Your parents must be so loaded. You must be so wealthy.
They're not loaded. Aberystwyth style, though, isn't
little,
it?
You little mummy's little rich boy.
Hey? I'm not at all.
Mummy's little rich boy.
Are you saying I'm spoilt?
Oh, God, yeah, that's without a shadow of a doubt, you're spoiled. Spoiled brat you are. That's why it's my job to slap you back down to earth.
You do it well.
Hayden and Anne have been pouring cups of tea and coffee at Café Morgan.
That's very good.
Since 1983. And that's an awful lot of tea and coffee, it says here. Norman Williams wrote this. He's a very funny writer. But on Saturday, 1st of March, they are retiring from the cafe business. Hayden and Anne have one son, Alad, who works for Radio 1, and a daughter, Malaria.
Malaria.
That's like a disease, isn't it?
It's malaria.
Isn't that what you get from mosquitoes?
It's malaria.
Your sister's named after a disease?
No.
How do you pronounce your sister's name?
Malaria.
Malaria.
It's common in
Is
Wales.
It? Well...
Like
as
Hazel.
As Alad, actually.
Like Brittany.
Jackie.
Jodie,
that's the word.
Kylie.
Who's studying at university.
She is, in Brighton.
The premises will continue as a cafe to be run by new proprietor Jonathan Foligno.
Foligno.
Yeah. Is he Italian?
I don't know. I've never met him, actually.
Wasn't that the name of the Steve Coogan character? Wasn't it Tony Foligno?
Tony Foligno. And we'll retain the name Café Morgan.
Café Morgan. Now, Café Morgan.
Café Morgan.
Was my grandparents' name. So they had it before us.
Oh, really?
So they had it for like 30 years.
So your parents are ruining that family business that goes back three generations.
It should come to me, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. This is your... God forbid, when your mum and dad move on...
I know.
This is what they would have left you in the will. You and your sister could have halved that business, sold it, made a fortune, put your money in the stock market, you could have been a billionaire overnight.
I know, selfish.
I'm telling you.
I've asked for it.
And...
They said no.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mr. Jones said... We have served very many customers over the years, and I've been very grateful for the custom in it, but... Does that sound like your dad?
It doesn't, actually. It's more Tom Jones and Dad. South
many
West.
Of our customers have become good friends, in it?
Yeah, that's Dad, yeah.
And we have been very fortunate to have excellent staff to help us over the years. What do you think, Dave?
Well, they'll be enjoying the accent enormously, I imagine, in Wales.
They presently employ 10 staff, including part-timers. Oh, so they're out of a job, then.
No, they're being kept on.
Oh, are they?
Yes, they are.
But in the immediate future, Hayden is looking forward to playing some golf.
He doesn't play golf now much.
Really?
He's too busy.
Right. And he said, Anne and I are both keen and active supporters of Aberystwyth Town Football Club.
Yay!
When he plays golf, will he tee off?
I see what you did there. Yeah.
And after we retire, we might even have the chance to see the team playing in a few away games, as well as watching them at Park Avenue. What? That's where they play, you see, Dave?
It's just surreal
Aberystwyth Town play Park Avenue.
On National Radio 1.
What?
It's just surreal to hear this. Park Avenue is the local...
Great football ground.
Yeah, around the corner.
Yeah, it's where Aberystwyth Town play.
So tomorrow's their last day, bless them. So I'm sure it'll be very emotional.
I would, you know, it'd be great. So do they still own it? Whatever they take tomorrow, money-wise, is that theirs or is that go to the new owner?
That's theirs and then Saturday it hands over.
So tomorrow is the we can pack this place out and they could say of the biggest takings they've ever had.
I should have told them we're going to do this, shouldn't I? They should have more staff on.
What time is it open?
9 o'clock.
Is it big or small?
It's got 12 tables.
Wow, it's a big old place.
Is it? Is that big?
That's more like a bistro. So 9 o'clock, does it do breakfast?
Great breakfast.
All day or not?
All day breakfast.
Hang on a sec, let me write this down. all-day breakfast.
Ample free parking?
What we'll do is we should get Mitch in tomorrow, Dave, to do some ads. We just keep dropping them in.
Yeah, for Cafe Morgan.
Alan's Parents' Retirement Fund. You can help. Fancy a fancy tea and scones? Then get your ass down to Cafe Morgan. I don't know why I said like that. Like Jackie Chan. So all-day breakfast.
Yes.
Right. And yeah, what else? What did you always like?
Sausage rolls.
Oh, this sausage really rolls. Good sausage rolls, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sausage rolls.
Bacon
right.
butties.
Bacon butties.
Well, that'd be
although not butties. You don't say the word butties, really.
What do you say?
I used to work in the cafe, and someone came up to me and said, bacon butty. And I had to just agree and went, go in the kitchen, what's a bacon butty?
So what would you call it?
Bacon sandwich or, you know, bacon toasty.
Yes, but to be fair, that doesn't mean that the word doesn't exist in Wales.
Well, I think
it just
it's
means
an English
you're
thing.
Stupid.
I hope it's not stupid.
So 9 a.m. it opens. What time's it closed?
5.
5. 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. So it's all day breakfast, Dave. Right? Bacon sandwiches. Don't ask for a butty.
No.
Sausage rolls. Do they do cakes?
Oh, they do cakes, but not that many. We only get a few cakes. So they sell out. When they've sold out, that's it. Now you can't have any more.
All right.
What
so
we do
first,
do...
it's first come, first served on the cakes.
Frothy coffee.
Oh, you were joking.
Yeah, real frothy coffee.
Frothy coffee.
And Dad's the expert at that. So
frothy coffee.
Preferably off the manager, Dad, for a day.
At the coffee, a Cafe Morgan, a frothy coffee in the morning.
Don't ask for cappuccino. Cappuccino though.
No.
Because you'll still get a frothy coffee.
Oh, so it's frothy coffee?
Yeah.
Right. They don't have any of that fangled dangle stuff.
No.
Right, okay.
I bought a box of Assam tea after I did work experience in London, thinking that's what everyone did. Assam tea. You know Assam.
Assam?
Yeah.
Oh, she sang that song, didn't she? We played many of her records on the playlist.
Do we?
Assam tea.
Oh, yes.
Right.
And it's still there now, so.
What, Dave? Oh. She sang Foolish.
Assam tea.
Playlist Money Disc 1, track 7.
Anyway, back to you, Danny's frothy coffee. He's one of the finest frothy coffee makers in the Wild West Wales.
Yeah, that's one of his skills, actually. Frothy coffee.
Frothy coffee.
It's a skill.
From Hayden Jones.
You can't do that
the
from day
last
one.
Chance to witness frothy coffee. You'll never have frothy coffee like this before. We should get all our voices in tomorrow.
Offer ends tomorrow.
Yeah. Must end this weekend. Well, it's opening again Saturday, but... Okay, so I've got all-day breakfast, good bacon sandwiches, sausage rolls.
Yeah, sausage rolls, frothy coffee.
First come, first served on the cakes.
And scones.
Oh, scones, you didn't tell me about
that. First come, first served.
Scones, you call them scones or scones?
Scones.
Scones.
Because you know once they've all been eaten, they've all scone.
Yeah,
that's what Dad does.
Gone.
Is that what your dad says?
And another thing that Dad does, he picks up a plate and he goes, what's that?
It's a plate.
No, it's a flying saucer. Oh, I should have said saucer, shouldn't I?
Right, yeah.
Right.
It would have helped the setup.
If he holds up a plate...
The flying plate.
Technically flying plate, wouldn't it?
All right, then.
Yeah.
That was Dad's joke, not mine, though.
Well, it's very
funny.
Tells
it better than you.
No wonder he's retiring. For 9 to 5, it's open.
Yeah.
It's in Terrace Road, boys and girls. In where? In what area is it?
Well, there's only one area, Aberystwyth Centre.
Oh, so it's in a town centre?
It's tiny, yeah.
What's it near? Give us some directions.
Everything.
It's near everything.
It's a mile long, Aberystwyth.
You've never written commercial, have you?
Okay, it's near...
There's a Sainsbury's next door.
It's in between the train station and the beach.
There's a beach there?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys have got everything.
Yeah, and a jetty.
What's the shops next door?
Next door, we've got Lloyd's Bank.
All right.
And Shop a Pethe.
What?
Shop a Pethe?
Shop a Pethe is a...
Shop a Pethe?
It's a Welsh bookstore. Why?
Shop a Pethe.
Shop a Pethe.
Shop a Pethe. Shop
a Pethe.
That's what they do in the fast show.
Shop a Pethe.
Shop a Pethe. Oh, so, right, so here's what you do tomorrow. Everyone take the day off work, school, college. Not school to college. I'll get into trouble.
Just work.
Yeah, just work. You're grown adult. You can make your own mind up.
Shop a Pethe.
Shut up. Get a train to Aberystwyth train station. Come out of there and head towards the beach. When you get to Lloyd's Bank...
On the left.
You want to be looking... Now, does the sign outside say Cafe Morgan?
Yes.
Or does it say Morgan's Cafe?
Cafe Morgan.
And Cafe spelled with an I, you see.
Welsh.
Yeah.
Cafe.
C-A-F-F-I.
Oh, I see.
Cafe Morgan.
More gas.
Thank you very much, innit? So, there you go. All day breakfast, baking sandwiches and sausage rolls. Should we do the advert now?
If you want, do you want to have a rough stab at it?
Yeah, I need some advert music, though.
Have you got some on that disc? You know, something show busy that we could do this. Offer must end at 6.
I've only got action.
5.
I've only got...
Was it 5?
5, yeah.
They're not doing late opening on the final day.
I think they might have to now.
Well, they might run out of stuff, you see, but they haven't got enough... then we've got enough staff on.
There's no point in them buying too much stuff because they won't get the profit of it after that day, so...
They won't feel the benefit.
No. Yeah.
And don't forget to tip.
They don't tip. No. You don't tip, really.
Oh, no, tomorrow they do.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow they're tipping like crazy. Okay. Hey, listen, tipping is not a place in China, you know, my friend.
Exactly. Closing time is tipping time.
That's right. Anytime is tipping time, my friend.
Cool.
You get service, you give them a little bit extra. You get a bit extra, give them some back. You know what I'm saying, Tiger? Right, okay, you ready?
Yep.
Got the echo on.
Suits you.
Thank you. It's the last day of tea and Cathy Morgan. Now, am I saying it right like that? Cathy Morgan?
Oh, perfect, yeah.
Yeah?
Cathy Morgan.
Cathy Morgan?
Yeah, well, Morgan, yeah. Just, you sound more Welsh if you say it like
can
that.
Can you roll your ass?
Say it,
oh, that's what I mean.
Say it again.
You can do that.
And I can't do it.
Cathy Morgan.
Cathy Morgan.
Morgan.
Ah, Morgan.
Morgan.
Yeah. Morgan?
Yeah.
Cathy Morgan.
Or some people say Cathy Moggs.
Well, Jesus, don't confuse
well,
me.
Well, that's slang, isn't it?
So, okay, listen, this is fine for Welsh people, but all the English thickos who are coming across the border... Do you need a passport, by the way?
No.
All right, okay.
Injections?
No, you're fine with that, right, actually. Okay. Same currency as well.
Malaria tablets?
No.
Oh, she's at university.
Mm.
Right, okay. Cathy Morgan?
Yeah.
Right, okay. It's the last day of tea in Cathy Morgan. Tomorrow morning from 9 o'clock, be there for all-day breakfast, begging sandwiches and sausage rolls. But it's first come, first serve on the skakes. Oh, see.
Skakes?
Almost. Yeah, I was just cakes and I was looking at the word scones. Yeah, don't worry about the timing. This is far more important than Dave's tedious link, this.
Okay.
This is Alan's parents' retirement fund.
I'm just making sure you're aware.
Rounds of golf depend on this. Huh? He'll be like this. Oh, I tell you. If I'd only made a bit more money, I could have got on the 18-hole course. As it stands, I could have gone a crazy pitching pot in it. I wish we'd have made more money. No, Hayden, don't worry. We've got our tickets for our Swift Town Football Club. That's his mum.
Gotta try again.
It's the last day of tea at Cathy Morgan. Tomorrow morning from 9 o'clock, join the queue for all-day breakfasts, bacon sandwiches and sausage rolls. It's first come, first serve on the cakes and the scones. Don't forget to ask Aidan for his frothy coffee. He's a genius at the frothy coffee. Next door to Lloyd's Bank and that funny shop that sells Welsh books. Take the train station to Aberystwyth train station and head towards the beach for your last day at Cathy Morgan. There you go, now.
That'll do, yeah.
I have that on tape, and you can play that. I want that playing all day tomorrow in the CAF.
On a loop.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Right, Dave's tedious link is coming up. Don't think you're the first.